Welcome to the L&R Communications podcast series. Today, we're speaking with a legendary government marketing expert. We're talking about Mr. Mark Amtower, managing partner at Amtower & Company. He's also the host of the very popular Amtower Off-Center on Fed News Radio. And we're going to be speaking about the upcoming GAIN conference and the award ceremony that he will be emceeing at the event. And Mark, how are you doing today?
Doing well, man. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure to hear your voice. And before we really kick in and talk about the GAIN conference, remind our listeners about yourself. Tell them about yourself.
Well, you know, I was meandering around the periphery of the government market in the early 80s, did a stint selling management training and IT training to Fortune 100 and government clients, went over to Government Computer News to do the original circulation audit for them. And I was looking around the market in late 84, and nobody was treating marketing to the government as a separate discipline. So on January 1st, 1985, I opened Amtower & Company, and I've been doing nothing else except helping companies define and deploy marketing programs in the government market.
That's awesome.
So I've been doing this a few weeks.
Yes, yes. You're very new to this, Mark. And I know for many years you focused on a lot of consulting in the LinkedIn arena. Are you still focusing a lot on that these days?
LinkedIn, from my perspective, is the most underutilized marketing platform in the market. And the few companies that use it well seem to do so in a stealth mode because their competitors don't emulate them.
Yeah.
So yeah, LinkedIn is very much a part of what I do, helping companies build thought leadership platforms and develop content marketing programs. Now, unlike you, I don't do the content. I just advise them on the topics and the platforms available and then advise them on deployment.
Yeah, that's great. That's good stuff. So let's shift real quick and tell us about your perspective on GAIN. Here we are, we're coming up on year three. In my opinion, I think at the go-to event on our podcast earlier with Lou Ann, I said, this is like Christmas time in the fall when this event happens because you've got everybody you need in one room. So from your take, tell us what you think about GAIN and why you often take an active role at the conference each year.
I take any role that Lou Ann suggests for me. The parent of GAIN, the Government Marketing University, is a great idea. There needs to be ongoing education for marketing people in the market. I teach grad school at George Washington University, and my class is marketing the government. But, you know, I don't draw in the entire market. This has GMU and GAIN have the ability to draw in hundreds of people at one time to collaborate, to share ideas. And it's really the only venue like that in the market for GovCon marketing professionals. So, you know, I was fortunate enough to speak, you know, do panels the first couple of years. I will be involved again this year and certainly hope to be involved in the future. It's just a great place to be. And you have to network with your fellow marketers if you're going to feed those juices necessary to come up with better marketing for your company.
Yeah, you summed it up perfectly, and it's a perfect segue into the next question. The new GAIN awards are awesome, and I was just looking at the list of finalists, and it's like the who's who in government marketing, and a lot of people that have been clients and great friends, everybody from Kim Howard to Dave Salati to Kathy Cromley. It's quite a list of folks here, which is awesome to see all these wonderful people on here. But tell us your take on the GAIN awards and what you'll be doing regarding the award ceremony at the event.
I played two roles here. I was on the committee that reviewed the award or the submissions, and I'll be doing, as you mentioned, the MC for the awards at the conference. The one thing that I'm a little disappointed in, and I know one of the reasons, a lot of companies don't want their marketing people to share what they're doing that's successful. So I applaud those that were able to go through that process and actually make submissions to the committee that I was on. It was a wonderful process on the front end. I am very much looking forward to being the MC of the awards. And just like GMU itself, the awards are long overdue. There haven't been awards for marketing in the GovCon arena ever. So way past due and just, you know, great idea. And I was really thrilled to be involved as both a judge and in a few weeks to be MC. That's just going to be a blast.
That's awesome. Yeah, I can't wait to see you up on stage. And
Oh, yeah, you can.
I've seen you up there many a times. I've been up there a couple of times myself, and it's always a fun opportunity. And let's shift and talk about the big picture. And I know you have your finger on the pulse of the government contracting industry. What's going on out there? Are there more opportunities? Should government marketers in 2019 be more aggressive in their program planning? How are things going to shake out?
Well, you know, I monitor as much as humanly possible for one person. I am a one-man band. I don't have employees, but I get a lot of information feeds, and that's very important. There's a number of things. You know, the Market Connections recent study on what contractors view as necessary parts of the winning GovCon program was a case in point. I mean, we talk about thought leadership. We talk about developing, deploying content. We talk about the use of social. Market connection studies showed where these all fit in the GovCon arena. So that's on the marketing side, but you still have to keep your finger on the procurement pulse. You have to know, marketing people have to know which agencies are using which contracts, how to weave that contractual knowledge into your marketing materials. There's 2 million feds on LinkedIn, so you need to weave in that social factor in a more comprehensive way to your marketing programs. If you have 10 employees and they each have 300 connections, you now have exponential reach into the market if you have content to share, if you have ideas to share, if you have a contract win that could resonate throughout the market. So there's a lot of things that marketers need to stay up on. So I get probably 25 different feeds every day throughout the day, from things as nebulous to our market as Potomac TechWire, which is going to alert me occasionally about M&A and contract wins. I get notifications from the major trade pubs and Federal News Radio. I have, you know, Lord knows how many different Google alerts set up. I get law updates from JD Supra on all aspects of government contracting. And I do my best to share these, too. I usually push them out via Twitter because LinkedIn has screwed up some of the sharing capability in the groups. But I try to absorb and then immediately try to share. So the big thing for marketers in our market is to keep studying. If you don't keep studying, you're going to get stale very, very quickly. And, you know, it's a never-ending information feed. But I'll tell you what, as far as I'm concerned, I picked the right market 34 years ago to play in, and I am thrilled to death to still be here doing this.
That's awesome. You know, I have one quick kind of separate LinkedIn question, because you brought up about LinkedIn, and I agree, it's a wonderful platform. What is your take on doing more sponsored and paid promotion? Because much like most social media sites now, you kind of have to pay to play to push it out. And I understand the CPCs on LinkedIn are a little higher, but worth it, in my opinion. Do you share that perspective?
I mean, you can, on LinkedIn, as on some other social platforms or most other social platforms, you can set the cap. So you can determine how much you want to spend to see what the return is. And if the returns are good, then you keep doing it or seek funding to do it again somewhere down the line. The weird thing about our market is, though, depending on when you make your push, the return may not be immediate. It may be incremental over time, or it may come in one lump, you know, further down the road, and you may or may not be able to track it back. So it's that conundrum that I forget who said it, you know, 50% of my marketing budget is wasted, but I don't know which 50%. I think all social platforms that are germane to whatever market segment you have should be tested. But, you know, for LinkedIn, because there's over 2 million feds on LinkedIn, we know the contractors are going to be here as well. And I can tell you that most contractors use it poorly. So if you come out ahead of that curve as an individual or our company and are leveraging it well, you'll do much better as a result.
Oh, for sure. And you could even time out your content within the procurement cycle in advance of a big contract decision. There's
exactly.
So many ways that you can use it.
Yeah. If you know that the cutoff date for an RFP is here and you want to influence part of it, again, I go back to the market connection study that on content that tells you where in the process to insert which type of content. You know, there's just a ton of things that you can do that should not break the bank.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, Mark, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. Before we wrap up today, is there anything we may have missed?
I don't think so, Matt. You know, it's just, I'll reemphasize one thing. Keep studying the market. You know, I know a ton of marketing people, business development people, and salespeople in the market. The ones that excel are the ones that never stop learning.
Yeah, that's awesome. What a great way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive L&R Communications podcast interview with the legendary government marketing expert, Mr. Mark Amtower, managing partner at Amtower & Company. He's also the host of the very popular Amtower Off-Center on Fed News Radio, and he was kind enough to share his insights on the upcoming GAIN conference, the GAIN Awards, and share his insights into how marketers can really improve their effort overall with content marketing, and especially through LinkedIn. And Mark, thank you so much for your time. And I'm excited to see you on November 1st at the Rest in Hyatt at the GAIN conference.
Thanks, Matt. Always a pleasure.
Likewise.